We are back at it again, this time with episode 19 of Strictly Talking Shit. We're gonna call it Looking From Above because that's the only title that I could make up. Let me get my co-host Adam in here and we can be on our way. Very excited to hear that a lot of you do like this little live that we're having. Adam and I are actually thinking about doing it more real and getting some shit together. Hey, sir.
Yo, you know when you drop your AirPods on the floor and then they both fall out and you can only find one? What just happened?
I would say I know, but I don't drop stuff. I'm not like you.
Oh, you dick. I just drop you.
I'm going to drop your call right now.
I don't know where it is. It's in my garage.
That's okay.
Somewhere. Oh, here it is right in front of me.
First time here. Make it good. Scott, you're giving us a lot of pressure, dude. It was great. It was great to really see everybody. We were calling it Looking From Above.
That's only Colton. He's just a pipe fitter. No big deal.
Really great to see everybody. It's been a while after we've been coming back from the show. We were rallying for, 7 or 8 days?
Days. There's a lot of people that were saying, I'm so tired after AHR. It's like, we just started.
Yeah, we just started. We were there for, 8 days, and we were rallying for a long time, which is why we're talking about this title. I called it Looking From Above because a lot of people are not looking at the bigger picture a lot of the times when we go to these trade shows. And I think we've said about it in the episodes before that, but when we have less viewers. But we essentially want to talk about it a bit more about why we go there and what we've learned from there this year.
Well, really, let's talk about how we started the show. Because before AHR even started, we had an amazing event before that all started, which is pretty crazy, which is the HVAC Tactical Awards.
Right.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
That was our first time at HVAC Tactical as plumbers.
It was, and it's funny because initially I didn't go to the first HVAC Tactical, and then I had a talk with Ben Poole, and he thought that we didn't like him or whatsoever it was. But no, we had nothing against it. We thought that it wasn't an us kind of thing. Just out of respect, we didn't want to hop in there.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. For the first time us doing it, he's done such a fantastic job with it. I feel like it's so far gone that if plumbers were to jump on it, it'd be way too much of biting onto what he's built. And it'd be a lot of work. You'd have to find someone that was really dedicated.
They got to remember that, us plumbers, we still do the HVAC side with the heating for hydronics, and we're stepping it up to go to that heat pump side. So look out next year because I'm nominating myself.
So, what standed out? Was there anything that stood out to you at HVAC Tactical Awards or something that, impressed you with how he put it together?
Yeah, just the way he put it together. I was severely impressed. I think it was a great show. I told him straight up the only thing that I didn't like was the chairs.
Yo, my ass,
that hurt my ass. Even for a little man, it definitely hurt my ass. Other than that, it was a great show. A lot of great recognition for people that we didn't even know for the things that they've been doing, which is why I think the embodiment of what they did for HVAC Tactical is so important because there's so many great people out there that needs that recognition. They don't need it, but we should be giving it to them. And just because we don't see them every day on social media doesn't mean they're not there. And that really impressed me that it was a lot of people that we didn't know. We're not talking about the big influencers this year. It's not, not the 100K, not the 50K, not the 60K guys. It's all people that were actually helping this trade go through at the HVAC Tactical Awards.
And so how do you think the awards impacted the motivation and innovation within the HVAC industry? Do you think that it's really pushing and making people strive to do better within their industry alone?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think that pushed a lot of people to go that route. And when they're seeing why people got those certain awards, they can search up what those people do and actually get inspired for what they're doing, honestly. Because, those HVAC boss and all those guys and HVAC misfits, I haven't watched too much of their stuff and I didn't know about it. But I think with that, even him putting it on the live and then putting them on the screen, almost like a really Emmy Awards, that was on point. That was great.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was a great night. And then, you know, we all went out. We had the after for the GE after party. We all had fun the day after. And then we had HR the next day. Like, did we see anything? Like, me and you were pretty busy. We had a few meetings with AHR because we have a lot of fun stuff coming up. But like AHR, the first day, actually, we didn't even see each other.
No, we didn't.
We didn't even see each other. The show is so big that I remember being like, I was asking people, you've seen Terrence? And they're like, yeah, I saw him for like 5 minutes. Like, we went through the whole show, the whole first show, and we didn't see each other once.
No, it was probably one of the biggest ones that I've been to. I don't think I've ever been to the Chicago one, and I'm actually very surprised and amazed at how big it was and how busy it was. The lineup to get in was all the way from the show all the way to the cafeteria. So when we went there, I was so fucking lucky that PS was standing in line. I walked past him because I didn't want to be a dick, and then I saw that line. I was like, fuck this. I was like, hey, PS, how you doing?
And then I just slipped in for you. I went the day before and got my badge.
Oh yeah, that was well. I thought it'd be Atlanta because when we hit Atlanta last year, you could just grab a badge and walk right in. There wasn't even a lineup. Yeah. But
I got warned. I got warned that you know the lineup's usually pretty massive. So get your badge the day before, and I was right there. My hotel was right there. So I just jumped in, and it's just like, I was at the Kalefi booth for the podcast that the Mechanical Hub did. I went to the RLS booth, the Refrigeration Technologies booth, the Vega booth. Like, all of them were fantastic. And they had some, and we were on kind of a strict schedule with a lot of the stuff that we were seeing. So it was pretty crazy.
When you didn't find me, what did you see that was really cool at AHR this year that you want to share with people?
To be honest, the one thing I wanted to see that you guys saw at the Calgary show was the backflow that Kalefi came out with. They're actually going to send me one of those so I can take it apart and rebuild it, because I love backflows and I want to see how easy it is to rebuild. I like Watts, but I want to see what Kalefi has in store.
Kalefi has great stuff, good quality. It's like Ferrari.
Yeah. Califactio, they always have a nice booth. Love JP. What about you? What's some things that stood out for you?
Just the boost and how big they were. Some of them were actually bigger than I probably imagined.
The Navion booth. The Navion booth was wild.
Yeah, I don't get paid to say this, but that Navion booth was wild. They have their new what I really wanted to see was their new RO. They had a new RO filter where they're filling everybody's bottles. That was sick. Because what happens when you're at those fucking shows? Hold up. Hold that thought. What happens at those shows is every time you want to drink some fucking water, you get charged almost like $4 or $5 or $6 American to get even a bottle of water.
Yeah. Oh.
That they're coming out with, I don't know how quick they are on that. A little bit slow, but I think based on them, they just want to make sure that all the parts are their own parts, which is what makes them a lot more different than any of the manufacturers. That's why I like supporting it, because all their parts are their own, like at least 90% of them. So when you do get it, the parts are low in cost.
Taco's booth with the BR. Oh, yeah? Unfortunately, the internet wasn't working too well. But that was super cool for training to start going towards VR, where you can actually take a pump apart in virtual reality. That was really cool.
I found my water bottle. It was actually in Adam's room. I was so fucking happy when I found it. You have no clue.
I brought it to the airport. I'm like, yo, I think Daryl left his water bottle. And you're like, that's mine.
Dude, I was ready to buy a new one right as I got to the airport. And it was so crazy because during that time, I was telling Adam, it took me 45 fucking minutes to get a stupid ass Uber. So, okay, aside from the show, this is what I've been told what they do. They will know that they have all these rides coming in. And then when you start looking for them, they'll all close up their apps and close their phones. And then they'll boost the amount of people trying to get those rides so that they could boost the cost for it. And then every other car that comes in, even all the taxis, they're like, oh, we only take short rides. And that was crazy because I waited 45 minutes and I was late for my plane ride. And that's when Adam was like, oh shit, you're not going to make it. But we got delayed because of the mist, and it worked perfectly, which is great.
The mist? You mean the fog?
Sure, whatever it is. No, it was great. I think
Yeah,
HR was
so.
great. I think the things that we want to talk about that we want to review, hey, any hour, that we want to review is that a lot of people miss the side of the trade show of what it really is supposed to be about. It's about the brands that you've always worked with and going to go to their booth to actually seek out those people that can make your life easier and creating those relationships. And a lot of people miss out on that, saying that, hey, I got a business to run. I'm not going to worry about that. I'm making money, blah, 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 this and that. Yeah, I get that as well. And I do the same too. But when you go to these shows and actually meet the people that can help you within your area, that becomes a huge thing for your business.
It's the networking, man. That's the biggest part. Like getting into shake hands with people that with products, the people who train and build these products and understand these products, and getting to know someone face to face than over a phone, right? I met so many people and made so many connections over just in HR alone. I was overwhelmed, and then when we got on our flight to go to WET, it was just a
Oh,
whole other thing.
you
You know what I
didn't
mean?
even fucking let me sleep. So I'm like tired of shit because I slept the night before because Adam got to bed early, and I'm just sleeping here. And all of a sudden, I finally fall asleep, and I'm sleeping maybe for like even 15 minutes. He starts tapping me and asking me questions, and in my head, I'm just like, man, any questions right now when I'm sleeping? I literally have my eyes closed, and this guy's waking me up.
Videos of each other sleeping.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Or is it an Instagram?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I don't know. Maybe it is that deep. Maybe I'm
Is it
deeper than
normal? That
you
your
think.
voice changes from normal, or oh, maybe. Well, I
But
don't know.
the second
He's got a
side of
pretty
it that we
deep.
want,
Go
the
ahead.
second side I want to talk about where people don't see is not only is that show important, the after events are important. We're not talking about what Rigid has. We're not talking about what, let's say, Odie has for all those or Kidney Packs. For those that they have, we're talking about actually meeting people and getting them out for dinners or for the pubs for those drinks. I think a lot of people really mistake that side about either schmoozing people or getting schmoozed. That's a
Well,
real thing in the business.
the first night, man, we had Kennepex Odie, Rigid Party, and the Taco Party. Now, for me and you, Taco is very important for us to go to because we've always shown them love and they always show us love back. So Taco was an important one, and they have the best party. Taco has the best party at AHR, first
Oh, and
off,
I went
hands
to
down.
one with Matt Waxer over there. We met up with Greg Crumpton over at the submarine. I ditched you guys for a good hour.
Well,
Was nice.
it's a thing, man. But like the fact that I was able to go to the Odie Kennepex one and literally joke around and have beers with the president of Kennepex was insane. Like we got along great. He wants me to buy a Harley because he says I'd look great on it. And I told him he needs to send me a picture when he gets his first tattoo. And like you get those relationships with those people and build those relationships with them, which is super important. The Rigid Party I
Yeah.
didn't end up making out to in HR because we had WET and we were gonna
Yeah,
go to
we
Ben.
couldn't
So
make it. But like if
no.
you don't do that, you're not gonna see those people that actually really work on their business behind the scenes, which are the presidents and the CEO. And a lot of the times where people want to get noticed or they want to provide that feedback, that's where you can actually get that kind of shit done. And a lot of
Yeah.
people overlook that. And instead, all they do is complain on social media that nobody pays attention. But you haven't been out there to grab that attention. And we're not trying to say you need to seek for that attention, but if it's something you want to change, you have to put the effort out to make that difference as well.
Yeah, and create those friendships, shake those hands, right? And help your bottom line, whether it's if you're trying to be a social media influencer or you're trying to help your business, it's either way, it's going to help you,
It's
right?
important.
So
Like you want to have somebody that you can call when you need help. They'll be there because you actually know the number instead of going through your millions of loops that would take you a long time to even get an answer.
Yeah, are gonna see you Tuesday morning. Oh man, I gotta be at the airport at 4 a.m. for Miami on Tuesday. 4 a.m.
We're leaving on I'm leaving tomorrow actually. I'm there for a few days
Oh yeah,
to
you're
have
going
some
for
fun.
sure. Yeah.
It's not as warm as I thought it'd be. I think it was like 13 or
P.S.
14 degrees. I might freeze.
P.S. saw me drink that Guinness, that big Guinness. Remember
Oh
at
man.
the. I thought, was it the Rigid Party, the Odie Party
The
during
Odie
WET?
party. That was a good one.
I took two of those. That was a really fun party. Yeah,
So
and the fact that like Roger Wakefield, I go up to Roger Wakefield, shake hands with Roger Wakefield. I was like, "Yeah, man, I've been following you for a while," and he's like, "Yeah, I've been following you for a while." And to be honest, like I was like put back a little bit. I'm like, yo, Roger Wakefield knows who I am. Like, that's to me, that's kind of crazy because, you know, he's been doing it for so long on YouTube, right? He never really joined into the
He's a great
Instagram thing.
guy. And I
He
think a
is.
lot of people don't notice that whenever you get one of the biggest things that we're talking about looking from above or even from far away, like we would always see how people do these kind of social media stuff and how you think they're a hack or whatever the heck they do. But a lot of people don't understand the amount of work that needs to be done on it and the purpose of why they're doing it and how much of a difference that they're actually making. Like Roger Wakefield is a great example because people don't understand that at the end of the day that he's also a businessman, right? People just think of him as sometimes a subject matter expert. Yeah, he could be, but at the same time, like it's a business for what they do to grab the attention. And if they're able to grab the attention, that's why they're at the center of everything, right?
No, exactly. He
And I
has
think
a
there's a lot of
camera guy. He has a camera guy that rolls with him and films a bunch,
Oh,
and
so
he
did
was helpful
Sabraco.
to us and talked to
Sabraco
us.
had like four guys with him.
Yeah, Sabraco was carrying around. He had his whole team there with him. He was
But
wild. Sabraco's good
it was a
shit.
good time. I think the other stuff that we're trying to that we've kind of noticed when we talk to a lot of people was that there needs to be more collaboration in the industry of community over competition. And I think when we talk about HVAC Tactical and I talk and we talk about what we do or what we try to strive for, it's always to get everybody together to work together because there's only so much. There's a shit ton of work, but there's only so many of us to do the work.
But not only social media wise, but in your own local area as well, like reaching out and touching base with other companies as well and helping each other out. Like I know I have a good relationship with Expert Plumbing and Trains, and if I get overwhelmed or I have stuff that I can't take on, I'll feed it to them. You know what I mean? And yeah, they're a stone throw away from me, but I'm able to work with them and help them. And when my father passed away, they actually reached out to us and said, if you're struggling, well, I'll send my guys to help you. I'll put them in a rally group stuff and they can do your service calls to keep you guys afloat. Like that's about being there for other
And
people.
that's
You know what I
important.
mean?
I think people shouldn't like the smaller guys, or if you're growing, you shouldn't think about somebody taking all your business if you're the only guy there, or if you think people are against you. It's always better to work as a community because when you do that, that person might not actually do the same as you. Like, let's just say we're geared for drain cleaning. We have other plumbers that are not geared for drain cleaning. They're not gonna say we're not gonna give you the business. We actually team up with them, and then we do their drain cleaning for them. And it's and as long as you have that relationship, that's where it helps out because what happens if you're losing a customer because you didn't have a camera, right? That fucks you over. So a lot of people don't
Well,
understand
yeah.
that, and they need to actually find that there are no enemies out there
No.
unless they're doing bad work. But
Yeah.
essentially, what I kind of implore everybody to do is actually make great connections with people that work in your area because you don't know what great friendships you can have. For
Yeah,
us
no.
in BC, I have like 50 plumbers that we go out every now and then to have our own events, and we all help each other. We talk about how we do marketing. We talk about why we price certain. We don't price fix. Don't get it wrong. But we talk about how we get to certain numbers of why we're charging that, and we talk about overhead. We help each other so that they know that they're not losing money when they're trying to do certain types of jobs because not everybody has those same experiences.
Well, there's Jay Plummer right there. Like I had a client that we had difficult time with payment and stuff like that, and I saw that they called them, that he works for another company, and I just kind of gave him the heads up, like, hey, this is the situation that we were in with them. Be careful, be cautious, right? Like there we got to be there for each other. Like his company is technically my I don't know, fucking direct competition as well, but I don't look at it that way. I'm there to help them. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? It is what it
that's
is.
what the community is about, and that's why we're always trying to push that towards every trade show as well, right? Like there are no enemies. We're just trying to all work
No.
together for a greater cause. And if you're not in that for the greater cause, then that's when
Then
you
you're an
have
enemy. Then
then
you're an
you're an enemy.
enemy. Yeah. Like if you're not out to benefit the trades and better and bring up and educate people within the trades, then why are you in it? You know what I
Yeah. And
mean? Like I get that.
those things can be seen very easily, right? Like a lot of people that you're working with, you gotta understand they're your business owners, and at a certain time, you're gonna mature enough to see through a lot of BS that goes on out there. And those are the people that are
Exactly.
different that you treat as an enemy. But what I say is that if you've worked with certain people before and they have a good rapport, you should, everybody should encourage each other, is what we always try to push.
Yeah. I mean, Wet Show though, like there's a few cool things that we saw. We ended up rolling out the last day really to really look at a few things, and there was that one CPI, the camera holder.
Yeah, CPI. That was sick.
That was cool, eh?
They had really so cool. That CPI had this little camera holder, no, camera head guide, where it had wheels on it. So as it went, it would expand into bigger pipes, and then when you come back, it'll take on the smaller pipes. And what it does is it kept the camera clean, and it kept the camera in a center location, which is really important because a lot of the guides that we use, none of the times would they ever actually be centered.
Yeah,
it's more like shit gets into it, then it goes like this, and it goes up and down. It was so with the wheels that they've created for it, it was a lot smoother, which is really cool.
Yeah, and then there is we talked to General Pipe Cleaners. We ended up the one where we were playing with the controller.
Oh yeah, that controller one was good. If you didn't see the post, Adam has a post and I have a post about it. They literally big thing in the States, which I don't know, some of you might know, some of you might not know, is that they do a lot of lining. Like for us, we just don't see a lot of roots yet, or we just haven't really had the amount of people doing it, but they make great money lining. And when they line, there are certain areas where they have the T's or the Y's where they want to cut through. They actually have an Xbox controller now where you can actually cut through those holes to make your to make your verticals.
Yeah, which is just wild to me. It's insane. It was so cool to play with. But I felt like I go to AHR, and you know, you get to the refrigeration side of things and the more HVAC side of things, and I feel somewhat lost. You know what I mean? Like there's some things that I understand. And then I go to Wet, and there's some things there at Wet that I don't really understand. I'm looking at it going like, what the fuck? Like there's a camera that can go into the drain, like a robot camera that can go into a drains. Like it's crazy. So
it is. And they have like, did you see the little submarine? You see the little submarine that I have?
Let's all say, hey, pal.
Yeah. For those of you, everyone who don't know, if you guys can message Jeff Dems and just say, hey, pal,
hey,
he
pal.
Really loves people calling him pal.
Yeah. Pal is his favorite thing in the world. He loves pal.
Pal for Jeff. Hashtag.
Pal for Jeff. Jeff, hashtag.
Or Jeff's my pal.
Jeff, don't do it. Jeff's gonna block so many people tonight.
if I ever get a campaign, I'm just gonna have that as Jeff's my pal.
Jeff's my pal. Oh, he's so sad.
Oh, that's great.
Him and Flynn were really good. They looked good at the HVAC Tactical Awards. They killed it.
Yeah, really good the original gangsters. It gets better each year, and I think Poole did a really great job, and I think each year next year would be even better. Yeah. Just the amount of
work. Next year's Orlando, that'll be fantastic.
It was like open bar. Yeah. It was like the GE after party with the dome. That was crazy. And the awards that he was giving out.
Yeah, it was wild.
The fact
man.
That he had
crazy.
The full
I can't
show.
Wait to see Orlando. Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait to see that.
And everyone got those Vito bags, dude. Like those are heavy duty big bags. Like got a bag.
Those were great bags. But we talked about this. Nothing against Vito, nothing against HVAC Tactical. What I wanted to really say about those bags was that they were supposed to be everyday carries. But the problem is they had a hard bottom on it, and it felt like I was going to a job instead of doing an everyday carry. So when I'm carrying it around, I just felt like a hard plastic on my back all the time. And it was hard because for a lot of people who are traveling out of here, not everybody's going to check their bags for a couple days or a few days. So if I didn't have a checked bag, I would have been fucked by not being able to bring a bag back. Not that I'm complaining that I got the free bag, but I'm just saying those are some things that I had troubles with.
Did you see that they did come out with an insert for that bag so you can put tools in it? So you can turn it into a tool bag?
Oh,
so it's more of which is kind of cool. Yeah. So you can actually slot tools into it, and then you can use it as someone that does more diagnostics and like more inspections.
Yeah.
You can have your tablet or your laptop in there and protect it as well.
Dope.
But also have the few tools that you can have. So
that's
what
I would use it for.
Yeah, of course. Like because everyday carry, it might not be an everyday carry where like a gym bag, like kind of thing, but it's more of like almost like an inspection bag. Right.
Yeah. So. Because I saw George's bag, which was the Velocity one. which but we're not paid by anyone here, so nobody's sponsoring our shit, so we're just gonna say what we say. So I just saw George's was actually a everyday carry, so his was actually a soft bag. So when I did see it, I was just like, that's pretty neat, because if I were actually to go on a trip and travel with it, I would like a softer bag than a hard bottom bag, because that thing just dude, my luggage is huge. Like, you saw my luggage, it was thick, but it still took up the whole space. I mean, for you wouldn't know because you didn't get one.
I bought my ticket late, and the guy that I got my ticket from, he said all he wanted was the bag, and I got a free ticket to the show, so it's fine. I'm fine with that. So, SoCal's here. Mike from SoCal Plumbing's here. He was great to talk to. I really enjoyed my conversations with him. He's incredibly smart. I didn't understand how many businesses he actually runs, and I'm kind of blown away. Too many businesses. The guy is like incredible.
You can hear
a room with someone who.
What? Sorry, I was gonna say you guys can hear him talk about his show in the next little bit, because they always do their plumbing perspective us.
They did it early.
Yeah, they did it early today.
Yeah, but he. Not only are you in the room with other plumbers and HVAC guys that you can learn from and stuff, but you're in the room with other business owners and the ups and downs that they've been through. So that's another reason why these shows are important, because you get to learn from them.
Right, dude, that is so important. So a lot of people, not only in the manufacturer side, you are so right on that, because we were at the West Show, we were talking to so many people. When OG and I and all these other guys like start talking about business, all these guys who are like single guys or had a few guys or a few vans, their eyes just blew up, because they're like, holy shit. Yeah. They've actually never heard about any of these processes or what we've done over at what we do for our business.
Talking to OG, man, I have 7 books in my notes that I need to read, because he was like just dropping knowledge on me left, right, and center. Cause I was just, and I take it in. You have to be willing to take it in and understand, like, yo, you might not take everything from that person, but if you take one thing and learn from one person that's already ran a business that's a little bit bigger than you, it's great. It's great in those situations, because I don't feel like the smartest guy in the room, and I never want to feel like the smartest guy in the room. I feel dumb as hell when I go to these trade shows, right? And it's great that way.
I love it sometimes. I remember at one of those nights, and there was that guy who was younger. He was trying to teach me how to drain clean. It was so funny. I don't hate him for that. That guy was so drunk, but he was like, you gotta listen, and then when you hit that clog, you're gonna know you hit it. I was like, all right. I mean, I know when I hit a clog.
We went out with a sewer crew and drain mob, like listening to them, the amount of money that they make, like it was ridiculous. Like Drain Mob took us out and treated us well. Like I had a $97 steak and Drain Mob paid for it, which is mind-blowing.
He's a total OG. If you guys didn't meet Drain Mob or see what he does, go follow that guy. Like that guy jets like nobody's his whatever the hell I'm trying to
30,
say. Like
he has 31 trucks, and his one tech brought in $2.4 million in sales. One tech. What the fuck? He's clearly doing something right. So when he talks, you listen. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Call him and he's chill. And he's chill.
Yeah, he is chill. Call him the plumber.
So chill.
Another good guy we got to meet.
Yeah, we knew Billy back in the day, like 4 years ago when we went to our first wet show. And it's crazy because being there, I just found out how much I missed it. And I think we will strive to do more of those for the next year, because wet show was great. I love the West Show. Yeah. I think AHR was great, but it was really it was a lot. It was a lot,
it was a lot.
Well, I don't think a lot of people see why it's a lot, because for many people who walk around, that's one thing. But you know, as you guys know, Adam and I are doing our thing usually, and we started to push Impetus Media, which we have a hard launch on at CMPX. But the thing was, like for us, I couldn't even go through and through with the everyday. Look at that card. I couldn't go through with going to booth every day, because it just didn't work anymore. Like it used to be me going to booth and just chatting and finding the right people, et cetera, for the products that I want to use. But you know, I'm going to show more edits of that, of where Daryl had to follow through and see all that. But Daryl followed through with the camera, and we actually had multiple meetings a day. Like it was like meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. It was just there's almost no time to breathe, and then walking back and forth and the trouble of having no internet, that was fucking the worst.
Hawthorne inspection cameras just came popped in. We had the pleasure of meeting them at WET as well.
I had the pleasure actually of meeting and doing works over here. My guy. Yeah.
Doing works.
It's great to meet people, to know that, like, when he walked up to me and told me that he used Jobber because he told me to. I, you know, personally, people think I sell Jobber because I just get paid to. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But when we work with our certain companies and the brands that we become an ambassador for, we make sure that they stand behind their product. We make sure that it's good for you to use. And I was trying to make sure with him and ask him that question because I was sincere. I want to know if Jobber is actually doing the work that they're supposed to do for these kind of guys. Because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is make sure that you can run your business properly and great as well with a good CRM system. Yeah. And that's why, you know, I was Colin, so happy.
Colin, you're not too far from me. I'll just come hang out. It's fine. I'll just cross the border, come over. I'll roll in your truck one day. We'll make some videos. man, it was all around. Like, it's crazy we talk about it and the things that we forget that happened because it was 8 days of just chaos. And then you reflect and you're like, wow, man, like the conversations that we had and the amount of alcohol we consumed.
And sometimes we just want those longer conversations sometimes, right? You know, I think what sucks is that certain events, they end and then people just disperse. I think what we want to do in the near future is just create a networking event just for plumbers. Plumbers and HVAC guys, so that, you know, we have a longer time to chat and how we can all try to grow our business. You know, Harold's Chicken was the best. That's what Daryl said. That's the story that we want to talk about here as well.
You're talking to me.
We were trying to get White Castle with me, Daryl, and Adam over here. So when we were getting White Castle, we found out it was fucking closed. They only let us take drive through. But apparently what we could have done was hop on a scooter. Because I think scooter is for DoorDash and all that shit, so they let you pick it up. Anyways, we didn't get it because Adam was being cranky because he was super hungry. So
I didn't eat all day.
So we went over to this place called Harold's Chicken. And when we walked in and we were just like, well, what the fuck's happening? There was like bulletproof glass right across. And this man taking an order that we couldn't hear what he was saying because he had a small list. He's like, you want my way, my way, my way? And I was just like, what the hell did he just say? I just looked at Adam like, so apparently it's my mile for barbecue, which is ketchup. And anyway, so we walked in and the first thing we know, there's a guy standing there. Like, he's just looking out the window and he's like, he just keeps shaking. He's like, so he looks back out to the outside. He looks outside to the window. We're looking at this guy. He's just like, and we're like, what's happening? Is he cold or is he trying to look for food? And so we thought he was homeless because that's terrible of us to think that. But he was just shaking and he started looking at different corners and just like shaking his ass off. And then 10 minutes goes through because our food, they make it fresh. It's like 10, 20 minutes. And we find out he was actually just waiting for his food. He had a receipt, so he wasn't homeless. So he waited for his food and he walks out. And then weirdly, at the same time, when he was shaking and we're all waiting for a shaking, this young guy walks in the door, comes in, and he just stands there. He's like, donations, young man. And he does that for straight fucking three, like 10 minutes.
Terrence and Daryl were hiding behind me.
Every three minutes, he'll be like, donations, young man. And I'm just I look at Adam like, Adam, what the fuck's he talking about? Like, what does he mean donation? He's like, oh, he's asking for money. I'm like, oh, that's what he's talking about. And then we move over to the third story. So three stories happen at once. This guy comes in, actually a homeless guy. And he apparently bought two pies. So he's like, oh, I got something here. And he's shaking. He's like, I'm not ordering. I have to talk to them. So he brings his order up and he says, hey, I bought two pies. And it wasn't, but obviously he didn't buy two pies. He bought one pie. So the guy's getting pissed off and telling him that, oh, it's going to be, if you want another pie, you have to pay for it. It's $4.41. And that's when we had the story about this guy looking for change. So every time he told him it was $4.41, the guy is just like, oh, okay. And he starts rustling, literally like for 5 minutes. We're watching him. We have the whole video. He's just rustling for 5 minutes to find change or find payment. So Adam and I just keep watching. And he finally finds something, which we thought was change or money. And what he did was he gave a pack of smokes to the guy to pay for his cake.
No. He took smokes out of the pack and gave him a pack with only 4 cigarettes in there to pay for the cake. And he was like, and the guy looks at him like, no.
No, we're not taking this. And then the best part that happened, the best part of the story is when he finally says, are you going to pay for it? It's $4.41. And then the guy literally stares him dead in the eye, waits about 20 seconds, and he's just like shaking. He's like,
you talking to me?
You talking to me or you talking to them? And then fucking Adam and I were just like blasted. I was about to laugh my ass off because we're nowhere near this guy. And he's asking if that guy was talking to us. So obviously this guy
Terrence is beside me here, and there's these three sketchy guys in there, and he just looks at me like, yo, what's that guy asking for? I'm like, he's asking for money. Like, you guys, I had you and Daryl, and I could tell you guys were like a little like, no, what the fuck is gonna happen?
Daryl was thinking that he was gonna get mugged because apparently he was wearing Jordans or whatever, and he thought that he was all flashy, which I don't think so.
Well, we have a White Castle adventure too with PS, because we rode through the scooter with the PS, and I went up and she asked for a tip. I'm not supposed to serve you, but I'll give you a tip. And we paid $80 for like 40 burgers.
That was insane. We had a great story there, and Adam fucks it up, right? Because it's literally the middle of the night, and we're looking to get fucking burgers. And Adam, they usually don't take non-drive-thrus with people walking in. And Adam's fucking smartass comes in and says, can I get 40 burgers and your number?
And she goes, what number? And I'm like, your number.
It's like, she's like, what number did you want? Did you want number one or number two?
And then I'm driving in the scooter up to the window.
That's when Adam fucks it up, and then she was like, you know, I'm not supposed to take your order if you're walking in. So if you're gonna be taking it, you're gonna have to tip 3 people.
Yeah, and then I go up with the scooter. I go up to the scooter, and then she pokes her head out. She's like, "Hey, sexy," and I was like, "Oh, like, oh god." We went there the second night, and she was there again.
Yeah, that was. That was an experience and a half. That was definitely a great experience.
But, and then the Taco Bell also has a bar in it.
Oh, yeah.
The Taco Bell had
a bar in it. Then we went to a cigar lounge as well. Dude, all of those were so great. To see people that we haven't seen for a long time, it was a great experience. Knowing that, you know, there's people out there that do the same thing as you day in, day out, it's amazing. And being able to talk about it and see 4 years afterwards how big the growth was. Because when you saw Billy, Billy was 6 guys, 7 like
three guys.
Or 3 guys. Yeah, like, it was him, Joey, Jacob, and 3 or 4 other guys. And then the next thing you know, in 4 years, fucking like 10 times this company.
31.
It's insane. Yeah,
31 trucks.
It's insane.
It's nuts, man. Yeah. Yeah, those guys.
I don't know how many of you guys do lining, but if you guys do lining, I would love to know how, like, anybody in Canada here that does lining. That's what I really want. Yeah. If you have, drop a comment below.
So the last night, like, I had to be at the airport fairly early to fly out, and like, it was day 7, and I'm exhausted. And then we were going to go out with Billy, and I was like, I can't pass up the opportunity because I'm tired to be able to sit down with Billy and some of these other guys and suck in some knowledge. You know what I mean? And that's the hardest part. The hardest part is that you're walking 20,000 steps a day. You're talking to people all day long. And then you got to go out to these parties and these dinners and talk to these people. It doesn't matter how tired you are. Like, we would get like 3-4 hours sleep and then back up and out doing the same thing.
Rally.
It. We had to rally. But like, it was worth it because of the knowledge that we were able to soak in from these guys that are doing what we might not be doing, right? Yo, Brian Ballmer's in here. Yo, that's crazy. Brian Ballmer, how's it going, buddy?
Is that the actual Brian Ballmer? I thought it was B-R-I-A-N.
Yeah, it is. No, I think that's the actual Brian Ballmer.
I don't know. Yep. Baumler, dude. It's Brian Baumler. Anyway, doesn't matter. But it's great because it's funny because you think as big as they are, they know everything. But at the same time, for us, what we run here, we actually provide a lot of value for them as well. that they could learn. So, which is very interesting because it doesn't matter what size you are, which is another big thing about the show. You know, there's certain people that are there that will always have that conversation where they try to size you up, and they size you up based on the amount of people you have in your company. And I had a really deep conversation with one of the guys that are from here in BC, and it always stuck into his mind that success isn't really what people think it is. It's what you think it is. And I think that's a really big thing for a lot of people listening. The deepest thing you can take from this podcast today, that we're strictly talking shit, is just that know that success comes in a lot of different forms. You could be having one guy by yourself, you can have two guys or three guys. And if you're making great money and you're happy doing what you're doing, that's success already. You don't need to be the next guy.
Sometimes, you know, people want to stick with just four, five, six guys tops. You don't want to make get your company to a corporate level. That brings on a whole other
And it
different headache, and a lot of
and
people aren't
honestly,
built for that.
it's okay to say you have three or four guys and two trucks. It's okay.
Yeah.
Don't get scared or sized up, because it's not, nobody's judging you. If that bigger guy's going to judge you, he has a problem, right? So,
Yeah.
you know, say that shit with pride, because even starting your own company, that's a lot of fucking work already. So people have to give themselves more
Takes
credit
balls.
for that.
Takes
Not
balls.
everybody,
Balls to just start
not
your own
everybody
company.
needs to have those contracts doing airports or doing hospitals or whatever it is. They make great money or whatever it may be. You know, it's because they want to do it. But if you don't want to do the same thing, never put yourself on a scale of comparing yourself to
Yeah.
other people. I
Yeah.
think that's another
Yeah,
big
there's
thing.
no, you don't need to compare yourself to other people. You gotta compare yourself to yourself. That's it, man. You gotta get better every single day. And as long as you're happy and your level of success is what you need to be, don't measure your success off other people's success. You know what I mean? Like if I look back to where I was 4 years ago to where I am now, I'd never think I'd be where I'm at right now. Ever.
Oh, 100%. Dude, I like when
And
people
five
ask me, do I
years
ever
ago,
go
five years
ahead?
ago, 5 years ago, where I'm at right now, I was begging to be this happy, you know what I mean, and feel successful. And I'm still grinding to get more because I'm like, that's the drive to want more and to want to do more and want to be more successful, right? Like, it doesn't take long. You just have to
Yeah,
grind.
crazy. You know, like it hit me the other day. I wasn't even stoned, okay? I'm like stoned maybe like 30% of the time. But the other day I was like looking at all my emails. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Why the fuck do I have so many fucking emails? And when I saw it, like I was proud of myself at that moment, because I said, damn, like I actually have this many emails, because that's what, you know, the processes I've created and the different companies that I've started created through these different emails are coming through. And I can actually see that, you know, I've succeeded and actually attained a lot more things than I've ever imagined. Because I never look back. I never really look back and say how well I've done and how I was 5 years or 7 years ago. I just keep grinding, because that's what makes me wake up every morning and do what I like to do.
PS language.
Chris, your language, man. You should see this guy. Chris has a great story. We have a great story with Chris too, actually. There's that trucking guy that is talking shit and sizing Lady Plumber up. And Chris, go, I missed out on
Chris
that.
got hands, bro. Chris
Chris
got
got
hands.
hands.
I watch
Chris, apparently Chris got up to that guy's face and jabbed him twice, and he was
Yeah,
bleeding and sitting outside the fucking bleachers for a while.
Chris is left-handed, and all of a sudden Chris is like, the guy's being a dickhead. And then I watched Chris just like, stop being a dick. And the guy went to get in his face, and Chris is like, whack. And then the guy's just like this. And then he came back at Chris, and Chris is whack. I would just stood there like, all right,
And
sounds good.
he stood outside for a while, and then he was touching his nose, and then that's when he came back in all angry with like Arthur fists on both hands. He's like,
And
"Who
then I
the
got in
fuck
his
you are?
face.
Who's the guy? Who's the guy that came here?" And then the worst part is, okay, he has like two guys with him. They're also old, so like three old dudes against, like, we had our whole rigid group with OD guys there as well, and it was like 20 people from our group that he wanted to pick a fight with. Not saying that punching and violence is the right way, but it was just, you know, shit
He
happens
was
and we
being
get.
disrespectful. He was being
Yeah.
disrespectful to Lady Plumber, and just and he was just being disrespectful to the servers and the doorman. There's no doorman, and the guy tried to go out, and it just you're in a bar full of plumbers. It just didn't work out for him very well. But and then he came in after, apologized to everyone, and said, "I just want to have a few drinks," and it all got pushed away. But you know, It
But
is
the
crazy.
shit that happens at the show, it is so fucking priceless sometimes. I can't even begin to
You know what?
talk about.
I think I heard that HVAC Tactical Awards is prom for 45-year-olds, and then I heard that it's like a frat night at trade
I
shows.
wasn't
So,
even close to a frat night, but we had a nice prom
yeah,
picture. It was a prom for me and you.
yo, our prom picture is
That
so
was good.
nice, so nice.
I was actually surprised they got me looking so tall. Like I was actually only like half your head size. I mean, half your head height.
You were on your tippy toes. But yo, that was a really good photo though. I'm actually gonna frame that photo and put it at my desk because we look fantastic.
Oh, we
We
do.
both have wicked smiles. We look great. I think out of all the photos,
We look
it's the
like we
best
enjoy
photo.
ourselves, and that's what it's all about. Enjoying yourselves coming to those shows.
Everybody at my office said, "You look like you're enjoying me holding you way too much."
Well, we broke a lot of rules, had a lot of great food. Yeah, it was a great time. Definitely a great time.
Fantastic time. So we got
So
CMPX coming up. We
we
got
do.
Central Thing
We do.
coming up.
Yeah, before we do end the show, we do have a couple things that are planning up. If you guys are going to KBIS at the end of February, I will be there. If you're going to Central Therm, give me a show because Adam and I will be there. So Central Therm comes up next,
Central
which we'll be there doing
Therm is
their
going to be
fall events.
Tuesday.
I asked for a tattoo on my hand, so on my arm, so hopefully I can get that through.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm gonna get one too.
it'll be my first tattoo. It'll break my virginity. Did it hurt?
It'll be cute. No, they don't hurt.
You're lying.
You'll be fine on your arm. You'll be
You're
fine.
lying.
Do you know what you're gonna do you know what you're gonna get?
Yeah.
Do you know what you're gonna get?
Just wanted to get the company words here.
Nice. That'd be cool. It's
Yeah,
worth it.
it is. I mean, if I didn't, I don't have to pay for it. Of course, it's worth it. But apparently, so they bring in a really great tattoo artist, Mr. Matthew Funtimes, bringing over. So I'm very excited for that because that's his tattoo artist as well. I don't know if you want a wrench on you, but you look like you need a wrench on your forehead.
I think underneath my eye, right there, my just a nice big
Yeah, but
wrench, maybe a
other than
cross
that,
wrench.
we do have KBIS, so I'm heading over to KBIS. I believe Odie's having something there along with a bunch of other people, but Plum Skater's gonna be there and Replum's gonna be there again. By the way, if you don't know them, follow them. Great fucking people.
I'm not, unfortunately, not going out to KBIZ. Too many coming up, too much stuff. But CMPX will be good. That's
Yeah.
Canada. We're
So
gonna be there. We're gonna be
if you
there
guys
for
are in
sure. So,
Canada, come by for the show, say hi, because it'll
yeah.
be a great time. Oh, and
Yeah.
yeah, Jason from Buddhist is going to Miami as well. So there's gonna be a great Miami bunch. So keep it in your stories and see how that rolls. Not
We are.
sponsored by Central Therm, but Central Therm has great people. They pull great events.
I'll be honest. Jason's going from Impetus. I was with Jason last year, AHR, and I was with Daryl this year,
Oh,
AHR. And
cool.
if I was to rate who had a better time and who didn't complain as much, I think I'll go with Daryl.
You
No,
better
they were
not let
both fun.
Jason see that. Look at what I'll start
They were
out.
both fun. They were both fun. Daryl did mention though he didn't realize how much work the trade shows actually are. Like he got firsthand of like how much walking and how much talking you have to do. And
Oh,
he
yeah.
did say like he couldn't rally and do wet.
No.
Like he
Are
wouldn't
you
have been
saying you
able to do
fucking
wet.
rallied? You didn't rally for shit, Daryl. You rallied like 2 out of the 4 days, man. Or even like one and a half days. And Daryl's like, I'm going night night. I ate all the food. I got super stoned. I'm going to bed.
He's such a he was that one night I was like, where's Daryl?
He's just
He's
in the
gone.
bed.
We're out till
He's just
five in
gone.
the morning. We're out till five in the morning.
Oh, man. Man, oh, we were out late.
Relax, bro.
I'll start saying, well, am I gonna go check out Ruvati Sinks again? No, actually, I'm not. I'm gonna keep that out of my radar. I'm not even going into the booth to get them any clout because even bad clout
Yo.
was good clout.
Yo, you should just go there with like a group of employees.
Oh yeah, you're funny. You're funny. The thing
And
is,
steal them.
I needed a person of different color with me, which would work a lot better, you know? Because the color here apparently means that I'm still from China. I'm not.
Adam's eyes.
I'm But awesome. I think that's the end of our show today. It was great talking to everybody. A lot
Yes,
of
sir.
good information on what we did at HR and the wet show. So, hey, we're going to say it all the time. Try to... What? Jake.
Acorn bro just joined in. We're about to get off, but he threw an acorn up. Acorn bros. We're about to leave though, Jake. You missed out on the whole live. You can watch
Hey, you guys can watch the live again if you're missing any of the parts. Find us at any show, give us a message. Don't be afraid to always reach out because I answer every DM.
Same.
If you don't know me, I actually answer every one of them. I don't know about Adam, but if you want to find us anything about business related, anything about trade show related, or any people that you want to work with, drop a comment, drop a DM, and we'll see you there. So thanks for joining in for us on episode 19. Jesus.
Strictly talking shit.
Yeah, that's quite a bit. See you guys later on the next one on episode 20 in Miami. Hey, we should actually get around to doing a full one for Miami if the time allows.
We're traveling at the time that we usually do it.
Oh,
we're leaving at noon.
Early.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it early.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. See you guys next week or the week after.